On Grinnell College Week, can you have too much of a good thing? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Andrea Tracy, associate professor of psychology, examines this question.
Sometimes the consequences of overindulgence are quickly apparent. A stomach ache from too much sugar, a hangover after a night out drinking, sunburn from a day at the beach. And sometimes they appear over a longer time: weight gain, diabetes, addiction, skin cancer. But one thing is almost certain. Over time, too much of a good thing makes it not so good. And worse, it can make other pleasurable things not so good either. My research focuses on the long-term effects of overeating sugary, fatty foods on the brain and behavior, specifically on our motivation for food and other rewards. So that we can better control their diet, our lab studies rats. We were somewhat surprised to find that after eating a diet high in fat and carbs, the rats were less willing to press a lever to earn sugar pellets compared to rats eating low-fat rat chow. Not only were these rats less motivated by sugar, they also found drugs and even the high-fat food less rewarding. The more novel the reward and the longer they've been eating the high-fat diet, the less motivated the rats were to change their behavior and work for any rewards. To understand what was happening in the brain, we looked at the dopamine system, which influences how we learn about and respond to pleasurable things. My research, along with other labs, has found that consistently eating a diet high in fat disrupts the normal function of the dopamine system in rats and humans. When dopamine function diminishes, with it goes the motivation to learn new rewarding patterns of behavior, such as eating different types of foods or exercising. So our brain keeps us in the habit of eating these same foods, even though we may no longer want them, continuing the vicious cycle of too much of what was once a good thing.
That was Andrea Tracy of Grinnell College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.